The government will from next year increase beneficiary households under the Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty program. That's LEAP, from the current 77,006 to 150,000. The Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Yelita, disclosed this during the monitoring of the LEAP disbursement in some communities in Accra. She was accompanied by the British High Commissioner, John Benjamin, and former Brazilian Minister for Social Protection, Mrs. Marcia Carvalho Lopez. The team visited Manchaguna and the Wage and Leprosarium Disbursement Centers. Nana Yelita stressed government's commitment to alleviate poverty across the board, hence the need to increase the LEAP allocations. We bring you a report by Edith Eshen.
Targeted at orphans and vulnerable children, the aged 65 years and above, without support, and persons with severe disability, the SEET Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty LEAP payments began nationwide. The spot checks and monitoring is not only to ensure the effectiveness of disbursements, but also to listen to testimonies of beneficiaries whose lives have been transformed by the LEAP program. This also aimed at assessing the progress of the program and help address concerns in the field. At the Manchaguna Disbursement Center, the 100 beneficiaries received their monies manually, whereas those at the Wager Leprosarium received theirs via MTN mobile money. Nana Oyelisa said a complete electronic payment system would be introduced.
We are increasing the number of beneficiary households from 37,006 households to 150,000 households. Next year, we will also increase the LEAP amount that we give beneficiaries. Next year, we are also doing a complete electronic rollout, so you will not see the manual. We are going to pay the money electronically. We are also targeting certain communities, the Kayaye. And then USAID is giving government of Ghana $12 million for LEAP 1,000, where in all the three northern regions and savannah area of Ghana, we are giving 8,000 pregnant women and women who have children below 2 years. We are also putting them on LEAP. We are also along the coastal region targeting communities from where children are trafficked.
Asked whether the LEAP program has achieved its intended purpose, Nana Oyelisa said the program has been successful in transforming the lives of the beneficiaries.